It's amazing, you know, I texted you congratulations a couple of times on making the roster. First off, how do you feel, you know, making the Team USA roster? What does it mean to you?
I mean, it's a big honor, you know, because it's only, you know, 12 of us that's selected, you know, 12, you know, out our lead. And, you know, it's just definitely a great honor to represent my country, you know, doing something I love to do.
And when you made the team, what, like, at that moment when you found out, your phone must have been inundated with texts from well-wishers and all your friends and stuff, right? That had to be cool.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely cool. You know, just to see everybody acknowledging it was definitely a great thing because, you know, how hard I worked just to get to that point and, you know, just everybody, you know, congratulating me was definitely a cool thing.
And you say how hard you worked, right? Like, you, in the off season, you're one of those guys that has worked hard to get better. And we know what happened here in Toronto last year and how, you know, Jurassic Park and the fans rallied around this team and you know, and how Masai helped galvanize this team and how Dwayne helped galvanize this team. And now you've achieved something that is a fantastic honor because when you say DeMar DeRozan and the names in the conversation are Kyrie Irving and James Harden and Derrick Rose and Klay Thompson and Rudy Gay and DeMarcus Cousins and, like, just, you know, Andre Drummond. And look, obviously Rudy left Toronto, but still an elite player. You know, that's an amazing compliment. Why have you chosen to take the route that you've taken in the offseason and every year have, you know, worked out hard and always shown up in the USA basketball camps and played against the teams that were going to the Olympics and that kind of stuff? Like, when did you get that in your head that this would be beneficial to you? Because a lot of guys don't.
Right. You know, to me, you know, I just realized with this game of basketball, we only get a certain amount of time to do it. You know, it's not like being a teacher or something where you can do it for 30 years, 35 years, then you retire. You know, we only get a certain amount of time to do it. And, you know, my mindset every offseason is, you know, is to get better and let it be known that, you know, I'm working, I'm getting better because, you know, you only can do this for so long. I want to maximize every type of skill that I have, you know, prove people wrong, you know, prove myself wrong, you know, show people that, you know, hard work does pay off. And it's just not a cliche. And, you know, being a part of USA basketball, you got to understand you're going at elite players on both sides of the court. You're around elite players who've been elite a long time, who understand the game. Just to be around that, you know, you gain so much knowledge from it off and on the court.
Okay, so now you're going into this tournament. You're getting ready to play at the FIBA Championships. You know, look, the Team USA is pretty strong. Who do you think provides the stiffest competition for Team USA in this tournament?
You know, I think, you know, obviously Spain. You know, everybody knows the type of team they have with the amount of pros that they have on that team, and you know, they're definitely going to be an elite team that we're going to have to, you know, hopefully we get to that. We both get to that gold medal game and, you know, go against each other, and especially with it being in Madrid, you know, on their home floor. So it definitely should be a great thing.
Yeah, and you open on the 30th against Finland. And look, let's talk about the actual tournament. So in a short tournament with guys that you haven't really played extensively and haven't had a ton of practice time, what do you think is the most important thing for a team to come together? Is it just you rely on talent, or is there, you know, with Coach K, is there a lot of system stuff going on?
It's a little bit of both, but I think with everybody coming together on this team, you know, everybody put their egos aside, everybody going out there doing whatever it takes to win. You know, everybody on this team mostly everybody on the team is a star of their team. So just being able to get out your comfort zone and doing other things you might not do in your respective team to go out here and help the team win. You know, every night somebody's role will be different, you know, and we all accepted that, you know, at the beginning of joining USA Basketball, and we all understand that, and that's what it's going to take to win.
And, you know, the team's heavy at the guard spot, but there's a lot of guys that can slide up into the 3 and 4 spot. So it's interesting that they've gone that way with some guys on this team, right?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, and it's going, you know, I think a lot of you're going to see a lot of games in the tournament where it's going to be a lot of diverse lineups out there. You know, you might see small lineups, you might see big lineups, you might see three, four guards out there at one time. You know, that's the uniqueness that we have on this team that I think no other team has in this tournament.
And DeMar, before we let you go, because I know you got a game tonight. Actually, you got an exhibition game tonight. But talk about the Toronto Raptors briefly in this season. Oh, we actually lost him, so we'll try and get him back here. But I was going to say, you know, the season that the Toronto Raptors had, DeMar DeRozan is a guy that just grew in so many ways. And as you can hear, you know, and think about this: they're going to, you know, now that they paid Kyle, the Raptors are going to have to pay DeMar at some point. I mean, he's making just over $3 million. You want to talk about a deal? Right? You want to talk about a deal and a steal? This team, this year, and you talk to so many pundits in the U.S., it's amazing how the Raptors aren't even part of the conversation. And I think it's just because out of sight, out of mind. You know, DeMar, hey, you're back. I'm going to ask you one more question. I was saying, you know, in the U.S. and you're from California, you're from the, you know, L.A. area, is the American, you know, the American sports landscape and the American public, like, the Raptors are not on the radar, man. It's because you're in Canada. They don't even understand how good of a team this team can be. Two questions before I let you go. What was the last season like for you in terms of growth and where you came to and what you became? And what do you look forward to this year from the Toronto Raptors?
You know, last year was just, you know, every single day was a work in progress. You know, every single day was a day off. And, you know, everybody on the team had a mindset of, you know, proving, you know, not just people wrong, but, you know, ourselves, you know, proving to ourselves, you know, this hard work that we've been putting in. And, you know, we can really make something happen. You know, we play with a chip on our shoulder every single game, no matter who we played against. We felt like, and we knew we could beat them. So, and, you know, I expect the same thing this year. You know, people never gave us credit. You know, that's fine with us. We don't complain. We're going to go out there every single game. You know, teams going to understand you're going to get our best shots, and you got to come ready.